Hello, this is David G, and welcome back to the Healing Sessions, freeing your soul through the second meditation of the day. Today's lesson 6. And again, I've reinforced and I'll continue to reinforce the power, the magnificence of the second meditation of the day in healing you, in releasing you, in illuminating you, and in truly freeing your soul. In our previous lesson, we explored mantra for the first time as a powerful tool to be used to help us lighten our load. We're going to explore that again, but let me set the stage here. The eternal codes of nature, embedded in the fabric of our existence, have cradled our sweet Mother Earth for more than 4 billion years. Think about that. 4 billion years. And as our civilization took its first baby steps about 10,000 years ago, the ancient sages, scholars, and healers revealed the undeniable connections between these forces of nature and the sacred transformational powers resting within human beings. And modern science now confirms that the same exact ingredients that make up our galaxy are actually the same ones rippling through our bodies. We are stardust. Yes. The truth is that almost everything on Earth was created at the heart of a star. We've all heard the term supernova, and this is what happens to a star at the end of its life. It explodes, and the resulting nuclear blast releases all the elements that rest at its core: hydrogen, helium, oxygen, carbon, all the stuff that makes up life on this planet and in our bodies. And we don't need to be experts in astronomy or stellar theory to really truly understand that everything resting in the soul of the universe is also resting at the center of life on Earth and at the center of your very soul. The exact same elements at the heart of a star flow through every plant, tree, ocean, mountain, animal, and human. You are stardust breathing stardust. Your heart is stardust beating stardust. Your ears are stardust, listening right now to stardust. And your brain is stardust, thinking stardust. Every moment is a stardust moment. And this technique that I'm going to share with you will allow you to return to your stardust roots and will align the beat of your heart to the heartbeat of the universe. And so today we're going to help lighten our load, let go of what no longer serves us, truly release through a mantra practice. And I'll guide you and explain the meaning of this mantra. We'll use the mantra Om Moksha Ritam. Om Moksha Ritam. Om is the universal vibration that heralds our oneness. Moksha is liberation, emotional freedom. And this is a concept that was first discussed 3,000 years ago in the ancient Vedic texts, where it referred to one's emancipation from the ongoing cycle of birth, death, and rebirth. And for thousands of years, it was also defined as our perfect state of being, a pure liberation, where we are fully released from our ego and all the emotional constrictions that weigh so heavily on us. I like to refer to moksha in a real-world sense of being totally free from the past. So this is an opportunity for us to truly make peace with your past, let go of everything that has happened up to this moment, and fully align your heart with the heartbeat of the universe. And the final vibration in the mantra is Ritam. Om Moksha Ritam. And Ritam is the rhythm of the universe, the cadence of the stars, the moon, the sun, the planets, all the energy that flows through this planet in its stardust ripple. And so when we repeat the vibration, Om Moksha Ritam, it truly and fully and completely aligns our heart with the heartbeat of the universe. And in that process, all ego is released. Repeating any mantra can cut through the swirl of activity in our mind and connect us to a still point of unconditioned connection. This is particularly powerful in those moments where a break from our conditioned thought patterns is just what we need to allow us to step into a new idea, a new vibration, a new mindset, a fresh perspective, even a new belief system. And so this is a perfect opportunity for us to let Om Moksha Ritam effortlessly carry us to a place of freedom and liberation. So let's settle in. Remember, comfort is queen. Together, let's take a long, slow, deep breath in. Let that go. Gently feather your nest. Allow your eyelids to gently float closed. Again, one more long, slow, deep breath in. And release. And join me right now in repeating the mantra out loud. Om Moksha Ritam. And now whisper it. Om Moksha Ritam. And now begin repeating it silently to yourself over and over and over. As you repeat the mantra, it may change. It may get louder or fainter, faster or slower. It may become jumbled or distorted. It may vanish entirely. However it changes, don't resist. But at a certain point, you'll realize that you've drifted away to thoughts or sounds or physical sensations. And in those moments, ever so gently drift back to Om Moksha Ritam. I'll watch the time, and when you hear me ring the chime, just sit gently with your eyes closed. So let's begin. Moksha Ritam. Sit gently with your eyes closed and let the stillness and silence settle in. And now take a long, slow, deep breath in. And ever so gently let that go. Let's do that one more time. Long, slow, deep breath in. And gently release it. And now let's seal this meditation. Let's celebrate this freedom, this liberation, this lightness of being by chanting Om just one time, the hymn of the universe, the universal vibration that announces our connection with the divine. Take a long, slow, deep breath in. Feels comfortable, you can ever so gently open your eyes. Place your palms together, raise them to your heart, bow your head just a little bit, and say Namaste. I honor the divine light in you that's also in me. And when you're in that space and I'm in that space, we are one. Namaste. And just allow this new feeling of lightness to just ripple through your entire energetic field. And throughout the day, when you find yourself at a dead end, resenting, taking something personally, holding a grudge or a grievance, or being defensive, or maybe just having a little voice in your head that doesn't honor your worthiness, feel free to use the affirmation, Moksha, I am free. Moksha, I am free. From the sweet spot of the universe, this is David G, sending you love, hoping to see you in our next meditation. And please feel free to post your questions and your comments so that we can stay connected. And between now and then, keep meditating, and I'll see you in the gap. Namaste.